פרק בייס, התמונה, סעיף צדי דלת. התמונה בדור שאינו מויסף הבל. Till now we discussed עיקרון, we discussed התמונה with things which are מויסף, which add on heat. Now we want to discuss a case when you want to put it, to go and do התמונה with something which is not adding on heat. Which is not adding on heat. Atmana, but davar she'ena moisif hevel is also even only on Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos you're allowed to do it. But on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. Let's see that inside. Dina atmana, but davar she'ena moisif hevel. Eina tadi dalet. Eina atmin be Shabbos machel betech begodim oy smichot ukiyot bezeh amanosh lishma achoy moy. ואף שאין הבגודים מוסיפים חום באוכל. היזה בכלל זה התמונה בדובר שאין המוסיף הרל או אסור בשבת. A person is not allowed to do התמונה on Shabbos itself. What's considered a התמונה בדובר שאין המוסיף הרל? Something which doesn't add on heat. If you put it into בגודים, or you put it into a quilt, or put it into blankets, or something, anything like that, which doesn't add on heat to what is there. It just holds the heat to stay in, and it shouldn't get cold. Then it's considered hatamana b'davar she'ena moisif hevel, doesn't add on heat. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Sadi hei, hatamana zu b'davar she'ena moisif hevel, muteres me'erev Shabbos. Lechein, in chimim, odom me'erev Shabbos kadeya, Tavshul, Kadeya Tavshul, Oymach, Dva Machel, Vashori Ulatov Osom Besmichot, Ukiyotu Bezeh Amanos, Lishmo El Eschumo. With that, he says, if you don't do this on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed. If you do Hatzmona, Vedova She'ena Moisif Hevel, on Erev Shabbos is allowed. So if a person has a pot, which is hot on Erev Shabbos, and he doesn't want to leave on the fire, he's allowed to go put it into blankets, or into clothes, in order to make it keep its heat, which is inside it. That is not a problem if you do it on Erev Shabbos. But to do that on Shabbos, we don't allow you. Why do Chazal say you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos? We are worried the person is going to find his pot, going to find his food cold, and therefore he's going to go and stoke it up, not hot enough, and he's going to go and start making a fire and stoking up the fire. Therefore, we don't allow you to go and cover it on Shabbos. But on Erev Shabbos, we allow you to do it. That gets something which is ain't a moisef hevel. But we learned before, to do it with something which is moisef hevel, you're not allowed. Or with that, shlo yamid a sakadei atzmon al gabi mekor chom, kugin eish, plata, vidyata, meicham, oimid a gabi eish, ukiyot mizeh. But you're not allowed to do atzmon al b'dov a moisef hevel on Shabbos. We learned before, what do we consider moisef hevel? Anything which has got some sort of extra heat coming in, which is adding on heat the whole time, is considered moisef hevel. Even if what you go and cover it with is not adding on heat, but you have underneath it heat, you want to cover the pot with a blanket, but the blanket doesn't add on heat. But underneath the blanket, at the bottom of the pot, you've got fire, or you've got a hot plate, or you've got a radiator, or you've got any sort of heat, even if you put it on a different pot. Because since the pot underneath is giving it extra heat, therefore, you covering it now is considered you're covering it with a dava moisif hevel. That you're not allowed to do even on Erev Shabbos. Because it's considered a small of a dava moisif hevel on Erev Shabbos. But if you do it, but ain't a moisif hevel, if there's no extra heat which is coming in from underneath, and you're only covering it with something that's going to keep the heat not going out from the pot, that you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Within the Chalukah, Hatmon of Dovah, Shein Moisif Hevel, Matmon of Dovah, Moisif Hevel, Shatmon of Dovah, Moisif Hevel, Netzu after Matmim Erev Shabbos. Viru Hatmona, Dovah, Shein Moisif Hevel, Netzu Erev Shabbos, Atzma. Says that is the differentiation between Hatmon of Dovah, Moisif Hevel, or Hatmon of Dovah, Shein Moisif Hevel. Hatmon of Dovah, Moisif Hevel, you're not allowed to do it even on Erev Shabbos. Hatmon of Dovah, Shein Moisif Hevel, you're allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos. That evolved. You're allowed to go and do Hatmona, even though we said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but Bein HaShmoshes you're allowed to do. What is Bein HaShmoshes? Who meshach k'shlosh etzvet ha'kot achar shkia zachamo. Achrei shkia, you've got a zman for about 13 minutes, which is considered Bein HaShmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes is between day and night, Kilu, and there's only also to do Shvusim, the Chazal allow you to do. You're allowed to do a Shvus, Ben Hashmoshes. So this is one of the things which Chazal allow you to do, Ben Hashmoshes, is to do Hatmonah. So Mishnah, Perek Mem Adlikin, and Ben Hashmoshes, you're allowed to go and do Hatmonah. Omnom. In kibbel all of Shabbos teferish, oy sh'omah mizmur shili yom ha-Shabbos, oy ishe shedlik ha-Nes, oy sh'ak tzibu bim kli mekibbel all of ha-Shabbos, ein lo la'atmin la'dova shein amoy yisip hevel ha-pilu lefnei shkiyah. He says like this. When did the Mishnah say, you're allowed to go to Atzmona b'dova shein amoy yisip hevel? Only in the case, when you haven't gone and be mekabel Shabbos. If you be mekabel Shabbos, then it is problematic to go and do Atzmona. He brings down a few ways of being Mekabel Shabbos. Saying by yourself Kabbalah Shabbos, or saying Ms. Moshe. I mean, saying by yourself you are Mekabel Shabbos, or saying Ms. Moshe, or if a lady does Neiros, or that Tzibur altogether was Mekabel Shabbos, and you, even if you're not Mekabel yourself, sometimes you are Nigra Bosa Tzibur, where you daven, if you're always daven in one place, and your Tzibur has been Mekabel Shabbos, you also have to go and be Mekabel Shabbos in this time, then these cases, you're not allowed to go and do Hatmona. But the truth is, it's not so straightforward in the Bi'al Halacha, especially if a person was only Mekabel Shabbos himself, the Bi'al Halacha maybe wants to say that there's no problem from doing it. If one has a problem, such a problem on Shabbos, one can ask a Rav if one is still allowed to do Hatmona after Shkiyah.